After Russian efforts to disrupt the U.S. elections in 2016, many states, including Utah, are shoring up their systems to prevent hacking and outside interference. But as KUER's Nicole Nixon reports, Russia uses social media, too. And at least one candidate in Utah appears to have drawn some unusual interest.
In 2012, then-presidential candidate Mitt Romney was widely mocked for saying this.
Tell the American people, this is to Russia, that this is, without question, our number one geopolitical foe.
Fast forward a few years, and the U.S. is investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Voter databases in 21 states were targeted, and now Romney is running for Senate. The candidate says he's not aware of any attempts by the Russian government to target his campaign.
You know, I'm very happy that I have a very effective campaign manager that works with professionals to do our very best to keep from being hacked and to keep from people stealing, our emails and so forth.
But that doesn't prevent Russian-linked efforts to sow discord or interfere with U.S. elections, particularly on social media, says Brett Schaefer, a social media analyst with the Alliance for Securing Democracy.
There's been a low but kind of consistent negative commentary about Romney, and we've seen a few spike dates, including January 2nd.
That was the day Senator Orrin Hatch announced his retirement. At that time, Romney was only rumored to be considering a bid for the seat. Schaefer's group is a bipartisan transatlantic organization that emerged last year in an effort to battle Russian attempts to undermine democracies around the world. It runs a project called the Hamilton 68 Dashboard, which tracks about 600 Twitter accounts believed to be connected to the Kremlin.
This is not supposed to be representative of every single Russian-linked account that's on social media, because we're looking at kind of a tight, coordinated network.
Schaefer's group does not identify the accounts it tracks. They don't want to tip their hand. He says the vast majority of tweets from these accounts are about Syria, President Trump, and global energy politics. But other issues and people get tweeted at, too.
It tends to be a pro-Trump crowd. So the people who tend to get attacked in terms of politicians are Democrats or what you might call the sort of never-Trump Republicans. Romney and McCain have been frequent targets of that.
Both Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona and Romney have been critics of Trump at times, but they've also been critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
So I do think it's not coincidental that Romney and McCain have seen, let's say, a bit more vocal attacks than Jeff Flake, for example.
The Romney campaign declined to comment further for this story. But the flak that Romney took for calling Russia a top foe a few years ago, it doesn't seem so far-fetched today.
You know, Romney was right about that one. They clearly are a huge threat.
Jake Braun is a cybersecurity expert who was the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security during the Obama administration. He says it makes sense that Putin might target Romney.
And remember, they think partially that he wanted to help Trump, but also that he wanted to hurt Clinton because she had been critical of him. And, obviously Romney was critical of Putin as well. Bottom line is, yes, I think the Romney campaign is 100% right to be worried about this.
But Brett Schaefer with the Alliance for Securing Democracy says, for now, it appears that Russia's main goal isn't to get one candidate or another elected.
We honestly haven't seen a ton of evidence so far that they've actively become engaged in individual primaries or any elections so far. But I don't know if that's going to change in a couple months.
Schaefer says the primary objective is to undermine confidence in elections and other democratic systems. He says Russian-linked Twitter accounts also seem to be amplifying criticism and attacks on already divisive social issues, like NFL players kneeling for the national anthem to protest racial inequality and police brutality.
These accounts are very, very, very active in those conversations. Obviously, none of them care whether a player stands up or kneels.
But many Americans do care, and Schaefer says some will engage with those conversations online.
And then once that audience is engaged, we'll see an account, for example, tweet 10 times about NFL protests, and the 11th tweet, which sort of comes totally out of the blue, is something about the U.S. working with ISIS and Syria.
Schaefer says these Russian accounts jump on hashtags that already exist. In this case, things like hashtag drain the swamp and hashtag never Romney.
I don't think there's a guy sitting in Moscow who created that, clearly. That was created by Americans. They see an advantage there, and they just kind of turn up the volume.
He says it's hard to tell if this strategy had any impact in 2016.
It certainly has had an effect in terms of making Americans think less of people with differing opinions. In terms of actually changing policy or changing voters' minds, I don't know. And I don't think we can ever know.
Governments, candidates, and political organizations can try to prevent hacking by boosting their cybersecurity. But when it comes to avoiding influence from Russian-linked social media accounts, Schaefer has only one piece of advice. Do not feed the trolls. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.